Hey guys, this is Vanessa Hers. Thank you for the support and love. Also, be sure to check us out every Wednesday and Sunday on Spotify and favorite us on Anchor app.
Hello, hello, and happy Sunday to all of you amazing mommies out there. This is Vanessa Hers. His is not here today. This is a mommy edition. I decided to try something new and to actually have a special guest today. Someone very near and dear to my heart, which is my mommy. Hello, mom. Welcome Hi. To my world, the podcast world.
Hello, mija.
Happy Mother's Day to you, first off.
Happy Mother's Day, Vanessa.
Thank you. I still feel like a new mom. Isn't that crazy?
You are well, a new mom.
I am.
You're still new.
Don't tell me that.
A lot of new stuff is coming. You're getting into it. That's it.
Man, it's been hell of a... Yeah, no, I'm not complaining, but it's been a hell of a first year, you know? Trials and tribulations, definitely.
Enjoyed each one, huh?
I enjoy every single first, even with you. So, I decided to bring my mom in here. I know a lot of you always hear me talking about my mom. My mom's my best friend. My mom's my right hand. My right hand for everything. My best friend, my backbone. But I am interested because I am a new mom on how you felt the first time you have two kids. And the first time, what was your feeling at that point?
Oh, I guess that's really when you wanna take care of your life.
Or your health.
Yeah, because everything. Everything is included. Because somebody depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when really you just pray God to let me keep on.
However, right?
However.
You don't even know what the hell you're doing, huh? Or am I the only one that felt
no,
like
no,
that?
No. We're learning. Day by day, we're still learning.
What do you feel so far has been your hardest, not time, I guess, and I think a few come to mind when it comes to your kids? You've lived very scary situations, and I don't want my mom to cry. She is a crier, so I don't want her to start crying. But for those that don't know, now that I'm a mom, I don't think, well, bullshit aside, you don't think you're strong enough to conquer some of the things that you conquer and you go through. But my brother had cancer. So I feel like as a parent, how do you deal with tough situations?
I was just dealing with hoping and praying, you know, always, I never give up. There was no chance to give up. I had, and I know it was hard, but it was hard after. I seen it hard after. Not at the moment when you're living through.
When you're going through it, you're just pushing
you're
through
just
it,
pushing.
Right?
You don't got no time to cry or say, why me? No. You just push and push and push. And at the age, you say, thank God, because you pulled me. You pulled my hand, and we did it. That's the hardest. When you have surgery, it was another time that we don't have no time to think and until after. And those are hardest times. But you don't know until you really pass.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you've lived very scary situations with both of your kids. I know she just mentioned, when I had surgery, I had a tumor in my stomach that was, 20-something pounds? 20-plus pounds?
It was
35. See, I don't remember. It was 7 years back. I have a horrible memory, yes. But that was scary, too. And it was emergency surgery. We didn't even have time to think about it, honestly. No. And luckily, to my uncle and my cousins that are doctors, it was quicker than it would have ever been here. But you're right. It doesn't give you time to sit and think, like, why me? And, oh, you're punishing me. You're just like, oh, shit, life is coming. Let's go. Let's keep pushing because Worse is coming, unfortunately.
We can do it.
And then it gets better.
Yeah.
As a mom now, what would your self tell your young self now? Like, what do you think would have made it easier for you back then? Now that you've lived and been a mom this far, or you wouldn't change anything?
No, because when I had my mom and my dad, they make me feel like I was another daughter. That was the easiest thing to be on.
Have a mom. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know that we often hear it takes a village, right, mm-hmm. to raise your children. Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned it, you had both of your parents at home. So you had a lot of help.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what it was.
And your siblings too, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah, there was always hands-on.
Until this moment, everyone's special. Because mm-hmm. they were special at the time.
Yeah. I do admire that with you and my aunt. I know, like I've mentioned before too, my aunt's like my second mom. You guys have always been close-knit. So you guys have been like, her kids are your kids and your kids are her kids. And that's why my cousins and me have the bond that we have as well, where it's like brother-sisterly. But you guys are like best friends.
Yes.
And you need that because, it's tough.
Yeah, like you said, we're just passing moments right now and being together. Maybe we're not talking sometimes at the same time, but We're hugging feelings each other at the moment. You can be in the hospital, you one corner, me in the other corner.
But at least you're there, right?
She knows I'm there. And
yeah, why, it definitely takes a village. That's why I always give you your credit. You're a very hands-on grandma with Lorenzo, which we're going to thank you for forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Like the kids, my kids are so special. They've been like the prize of my life. These grandkids are the cherry on top. In different times, thank God I got them different times so I can spend, each one has his own time. I love my kids.
Good to hear. Well, that little cherry is wild. What do you feel, or what is an accomplishment, or do you feel like you've accomplished everything as a mom so far? Or is there anything that you would still say like, well, I want to do that? Because I've done a lot of firsts with you. I feel like as a daughter, like I took you on your first flight. That was huge for me. Like I really, really wanted to do that. And I don't think I ever put thought to it, or I don't think it was ever, and back then, I hate to sound selfish, and I know a lot of people would judge, because I've always traveled, and I don't think I stopped and thought, like, why haven't I traveled with my mom? And we do a lot of things together.
Yeah.
But I never really stopped and thought, like, why not go on a trip with my mom?
I think time's not perfect. It was, that time, it was your time. So when it comes to be together, it was doing for the first time. It's always it's accomplished. Besides, it's an adventure. You need those adventures at the first time, because that's what you would have in your mind. And I think it was great. But mom is always waiting. There's no time. And like I said, I wasn't flying because of different reasons. Mm-hmm. But when I do, and I do what you do, let me tell you, I have a really good time flying and driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still a good time.
We're actually out in Palm Springs, and it was a little mommy getaway for me and my mom. No kids. Well, I mean, I'm her kid, but I'm her friend also, so it doesn't count.
I have to put up with you no matter what.
And I'm fun. Don't forget that part. Okay.
Okay.
But we're Lorenzo-less this weekend, and it was my mom's first time in Palm Springs. Like, I've came to Palm Springs, I believe this might be about my sixth time. And I love it. I always love the vibe. I love the heat. I love the pool, the ambiance. You know, it's the land of the gays. That I love all that. But how did you enjoy Palm Springs?
I love it.
And tell us a little bit of what we did.
Okay, I love it. Because it's not that far, like it's not a long drive. It's nice. I'm close to my house, and when I got here, I passed by, and I never thought it was Palm Springs was this nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just thought like it was desert, like it was.
It was like a little past, you know, those little towns, and mm-hmm. you just pass like San Ignacio. Before you know
it's over.
It's over, yeah. So that's what. So when I got here, and it's pretty big and nice, I said, "Huh?" And you feel like you're far away,
mm-hmm.
like you know, in another
island.
That is like, yeah, that's the way I feel. And let me tell you, the brunch yesterday morning was crazy and nice, and make you forget about. Everything. You really are far, close but far.
So I decided to take my mom to her first drag show. I've loved drag shows since I can remember. And I love the vibe. That's all it is. The ambiance is amazing. They are so talented to me. Salute to them. They're awesome. They're awesome, awesome human beings. And at first, I was kind of iffy, you know, because even though you're a cool mom, even though me and you have had a friendship, even though you're very open as a mom, this is something absolutely different. These are men dressed as women.
I've been there before, like in Hollywood.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yes.
over here thinking on popping your cherry, ma'am.
No, but it was a while back. But I always think they're brilliant artists. Artist on his makeup or his performance, mm-hmm. and their attitude with the people.
I love it.
This, but I haven't been in like maybe 3 years.
Oh wow! So I didn't get homework. Okay.
But I said think it was a refreshment, and yeah, but I love it.
Oh, did she? She mm-hmm. made friends left and right, including the drag queens. But I wanted you to experience that, and I know that you mentioned we had a tense week. Like we said, our family is very tight, and unfortunately, that we had some difficulties happening with family, but I'm glad I was able to get your mind off of that and for you to enjoy the little moment, because honestly, I feel now as a mom, literally life is about enjoying every single moment, mm-hmm. every single road trip, every single getaway, every single vacation, every single memory. Like, you literally have to enjoy it because life is so short.
Yes, like I said, this time at the end we wasn't even counting. We didn't know what was gonna happen.
If we were coming or not. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when was we able to do it in peace and came and enjoyed it, it was like another gift.
Yeah.
Gift of love and gift of being.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm all about building memories with you. I'm glad that now I have the ability to do so, you know, like I'm not saying I'm pouring rich, that I'm not, you know, but is this a priority to me? Yes, it is. Like, I will make my effort and do what I have to do to keep doing this for us, including sometimes Lorenzo, you know, sometimes I have to bring him. Sometimes it'll be a family thing.
Well, we have to put up with him. What can we do? I'm so in love with the crazy little boy.
And Wayne also, you know, and salute to him because he did make our trip special. Even though he didn't come with us, he made sure that we were well taken care of. And we ended up going to a spa as well. After brunch, we ended up coming back to the hotel. We relaxed by the pool. And then we had a spa appointment, which was amazing and so needed as well.
And he kept Lorenzo, so that was
a gift on its own.
We know he's gonna be fine, because
yeah.
that's the priority right here.
Mm-hmm.
That they give us that, like, a peace of mind. Go, and I wait for you guys.
Wayne's definitely hands-on, and he's always willing to do his part. Last night, we still walked around downtown Palm Springs. I was telling my mom the times that I've came, either it's very dead because it's older people, so it's a calm town. It's not a party town. Now, if you want to party, you have to go to the gay side. So we just ended up calling it an early night. We walked around. My mom was pretty drained from the full activities from the day. Like we said, brunch was pretty lit. It was very active and vibey. So at the end of the day, we just decided, let's call it. We enjoyed our spa. We had nice dinner. Shout out to my friend for recommending Thai Smile, I believe, or Smiley Thai.
Thai Smile.
It was so amazing. Amazing, amazing. And pretty much that's it. That's wrapping up our Mommy's Day getaway. But I just wanted to take a few minutes, you know, to make you aware of how much I appreciate you, everything that you do. And I completely understand that momming doesn't stop ever because I'm 30. I'm not going to say my age, but and I'm lucky enough for you to always be by my side through everything, through the fun, through the tough, through the tougher. I need you a little more, which you're always there. And, you know, like, cheers to many, many, many more years and Mother's Day for us to celebrate.
Cheers.
So.
Thank you. Thank you for the celebration.
Thank you. So I do want to tell you guys, like I said, I just wanted to do a little recording. This is a very special short recording to me. And for those that don't appreciate their mom, or maybe it's not that you don't appreciate them a lot of times, I feel like it's very difficult to communicate. Communication is key. And a lot of times I feel like that's how people bump heads. And I feel like that creates the distance.
That distance.
Or the disconnect. You know, or you feel like, my mom's always fucking nagging. My mom's always bitching about everything. My mom's always tripping. Like, it's, I'm never good enough for my mom. My mom this. My mom, like, it's always negative, right?
Maybe before the act, just don't we keep the good stuff from each other?
Easier said than done.
Enjoy it, yes, and enjoy it.
So you're a very easygoing person. You're very positive, and I feel that's why everyone in our family like really does adore you. Like all my cousins, my guy cousins, and Antonella, everyone, like my whole family is like in love with my mom. But because you are that type of person, you know, but people do have to deal with these parents, unfortunately, that look down on their kids. You know, the people that are like, well, life is tough, so, oh, well. Like, instead of you telling me, like, it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right, you have my back. It's like, well, that's how it is. Oh, well. Or, like, the grandparents that don't help with their kid, with their grandkids. You're missing out. And I know that you've told me this so many times. As a grandma, Lorenzo is so lucky to have you. You're the grandma he has around. You're it.
We're in love. We are in love.
But you always mention you feel like it's the other person's loss.
Yes, it is. It is. Because they're going so fast and they're so clear. Their love is so pure.
Mm-hmm.
They give you energy every day. They give you love every day. Why don't you take it? When you're looking for something that you got.
Yeah.
But
Lorenzo's obsessed with his grandma. And his grandma with him, clearly. For the moms also, I feel like this day's not easy on everyone. You know, like...
No.
It's tough.
No, it's not easy.
Your mom's not here, so it's difficult, right? Well, your real mom, your other mom's here, but that's a tough situation, actually, that I do want to bring up. I want to salute the moms that aren't blood moms, but that take the responsibility, like the stepmoms that are there, the ones that come into a marriage.
Put her heart on some other kids.
Exactly. That are not yours because that's tough. That's tough also. But the stepmoms that do the job of the moms, the aunts that take the place of the moms, the grandmas that take place of the moms. And there's so, like I said, this day, I feel like it's very difficult, even though a lot of us do celebrate it and go crazy about it. Like I said, luckily my mom has a whole week to celebrate, but... A lot of people, it's not easy. It's not easy. And I do feel a heavy heart for those of my friends and moms and people that I know that are trying to be a mom, because it seems that it is a common struggle as of late. I feel like people are more open about it, and unfortunately aren't blessed, or it's not as easy for children to come. So can we please normalize asking people, when are you gonna have kids? So when are kids coming? It's so annoying. I guess because I have people near me that are trying and can't have kids, or that have tried every single possible way, IVF, are going to a clinic, are going in under procedures, are doing everything that they can possible to be parents, and they just can't. And everyone's always like, when is the next one? Oh, why haven't you guys had kids? Like, we don't know people's struggles.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
It's tough. And it's, like you said, there's so many around. They don't have a side to say, I'm trying and I can't.
And maybe fuck you, like you should. Like, people will feel, like, we have to start being rude when asked these questions. So you still, when people ask this, you're the person that feels bad. And we shouldn't. You know, like.
But you're in that you weak and they hit you in the spot. That's why you're going down. You're going back again. You have bad.
Well, I think that's very hard to get back from.
Yes, depends on what it's going to take it away from you.
Yeah.
And people are like nothing. They don't know what they did.
No, until you've been through that, you understand how difficult it is. Not only how difficult it is, how hurtful it is for a very long time. If you've ever gone through a miscarriage, or if you're still patiently waiting, like, to be a parent, and you're going through treatment, and every single month it's like a, we'll see, like, it's hard.
Yeah, like you said, it's hard. And this, I don't think we should ask people when you're gonna have another, when you're gonna have a baby, or when this. We should stop that, because there's a lot of people who lives in pain and trying, mm-hmm. and with hope, they're hoping, and we don't got the right to hope to punch nobody's dream.
Mm-mm, at all. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that our society unfortunately has normalized. That's so personal. Like, what? You might as well ask me, when is your next period? When is your cycle? You know, like, what? You want to know my sex schedule too? Like, what is wrong with these people? But I do want to, once again, thank you for sitting here. I know it's a little uncomfortable. I know it feels like you're being interviewed. I know at times, for me, this is very natural. I talk to myself that this is what I do. But for others, it's a little nerve-wracking. So I do want to thank you for being comfortable enough to coming on here and answering a few of my questions.
I can do that.
You could do it. You can handle it.
I thought it was going to be harder than this.
Oh, look at her.
No.
Next week.
That was good.
Next week on Carmen's podcast, she's going to take over. No, it's a little nerve-wracking, but yeah, you got this. So I do want to thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, numbers have been great. His will be back on Wednesday. We will go ahead and welcome him back. Keep sharing, keep liking. We do want to thank you guys for always keeping tune, always sending us feedback. Please enjoy your mommies every single day, not only today. Life is very short, very, very short. And we have to take advantage of it. We have to make the memories that we can while we're here. I think that one of my biggest fears, and I'll answer this to close off, as a mom, is not taking advantage of time. And I think I realized this within the first year of my son, where I'm like, oh, why didn't I do this? It's too late. He's one. So certain things he can't do anymore because he's a big old baby. Like, he's a grown little man, you know, as I see him now. He's not a baby. So certain things I'm like, oh, why didn't I do that? I should have done it. or this, you know, like, and certain things even now. I know I have to take advantage and I have to just go with it. A lot of times we hesitate, we push back because we're tired, we don't have time, or sometimes financial, you're like, oh, why would I spend that? Like, ladies, book your photo sessions. Who cares if they're expensive? We're not getting this time back. And these pictures, you're going to regret not taking them.
Yeah.
When your kids don't like you.
Don't buy no shoes and get the photo shoes.
Okay, now you're attacking. Now you're attacking because what do you mean don't buy the shoes? But I get it. You know, these are long-term memories that you're going to have. So definitely, definitely, that's what mommy life has showed me this just within that 1 year, is you really have to go with it and try not to hesitate about certain things. Like, I know that I did also with my Disney pass. I was like, oh, shit, what did I do? Like, I really didn't think it through. And now it's like the best thing. My kid loves Disneyland. He really has a good time. We were lucky enough to be able to take you as well. You see this kid, like, this was my dream. I'm a Disney kid. I wanted him to love Disneyland. And we're both Disney lovers. And a lot of times I feel like I would have hesitated. Because I'm a full-time mom. I'm a full-time employee. I'm a full-time trying to spend time with my family. And I'm juggling, like, 2-3 things. And it's like, when am I going to have time to go to Disneyland? Well, guess what? Fine. I have time.
You have time.
Yeah. So thank you once again for joining us for the mommy episode. We will be back, like I said, on Wednesday as regular scheduled programming. For today, this is Vanessa Hers. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Have a great one. Happy Mommy's Day.